This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you?
I'm Al Craig. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Now...
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Well, good morning. Happy 4th of July to everybody out there who happens to be listening, the five people at this time of morning on a 4th of July holiday. Mego, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm very well rested. I went to bed quite early last
night. How?
I was exhausted. I knew there would be fireworks coming. My dog hates fireworks. So as a family, we decided it'd be a great time to just drug up and go to bed early. And that's exactly what I did.
I wish my dog would be able to do that because she is now like she just her tolerance to everything. I tried doggy CBD with her before. She had to be on some mild sedatives at one point when I first rescued her because she has had heartworm, doesn't anymore. And she hates the fireworks.
Yeah.
And my neighborhood loves fireworks. So there were fireworks going off like probably every 90 minutes last night in my neighborhood until I don't know when. I didn't want to check the time because I feel like it would stress me out if I checked it. And I was like, okay, it's 1:30. There's fireworks. Okay, it's 2:45. There's fireworks. Like, it was nonstop.
Yikes. Yeah, I couldn't tell you how many, if any, fireworks went off in the city of Lowell last night because I was dead to the world.
Zonked.
Yeah, I was toast, which was great. It was a good way to end a long week. The Greg Hill Show had a wonderful time at the road show yesterday while I was back. Me and Jackson were back here in the studio.
Holding it down.
Yeah, holding it down. And so I got a good night's sleep. Made sure I was well-rested in order to have this wonderful four-hour program with you today. And 4 hours tomorrow. Look at us.
It was a stressful week for you guys.
Yeah,
because there was a little time where I was listening and it sounded like the show may not go on. And then you got it sorted out behind the scenes.
Yeah, you know, Greg really had to really step up and fight the power, as they say. And it was a long, long week. You know, there was a point in time where I thought, is Greg even going to be here tomorrow? But everything worked out just fine. The Odyssey lawyers... acquiesced and compromised, and the show went on, and they did an awesome job from live from the dive on Lake Winnipesaukee. There were like 50 boats and paddle boards
That's awesome.
Stuff of people just around the dive, since nobody was actually allowed on the dive outside of the show. And it was really cool. Like I wasn't even there, and I could see just kind of how cool of an experience it was.
That's something that I think Florida does very well, like mm-hmm. boat-centric parties.
Yeah.
You know, boat-centric events. I feel like Massachusetts being very much a maritime state, we could do better with that.
I agree. We definitely could. So the first time I ever experienced something like that, by the way, was down in your former neck of the woods. We have family that lives down in Maryland, and like we went to some bar that's like right on, I want to say it's like right on the Chesapeake Bay.
Was it in Annapolis?
It was close.
Or it was like Eastern Shore.
Yeah. And there were just like 60 boats out here in this bay. And there was a guy who just drove like a shuttle. It was like a little shuttle boat and would come pick you up and it would take you into this restaurant. And then you could get drinks and go back to your boat. And you had to set up a net because there's so many of those little jellyfish floating around.
Oh, really?
Everywhere. Yeah.
Interesting.
It was cool. It was a lot
of
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a big drinking day, that's for sure.
That's something that often goes with boats, hopefully not when you're operating them.
Yeah, please no operating boats under the influence.
But yeah, if you got a friend with a boat, it's the best place to be, and then you just chill there.
That's like, the best thing, right, is having a friend with a boat, because having
that's
a boat yourself
wants.
Is just too expensive.
I always hear that, but I guess like the maintenance is supposed to be super crazy. You got to take it out of the water. You got to like wrap it. My friend's family owns a boatyard. And so I've seen all the elaborate work that goes into it. And it's like a very, very busy thing to be involved in. I can't have a hobby that is that hands-on.
Yeah.
I think it seems wonderful. And I could see myself like getting into the boating life later in life.
Oh, for sure.
But it's like having a horse, except it's not alive. It's like a
which is good. You can't kill it.
You can kill a boat.
Oh, that's true.
You can definitely
crash a boat.
Kill a
yeah,
boat.
That's true. Fair point.
Or just by neglect. But it's like the amount of crap that goes into having a boat. Too much. Too much.
Way too much. And my future mother-in-law has a boat.
Ooh.
So whenever we go and visit, they live like right on a river, or like kind of right on some kind of small little waterway, and you can just hop on the boat and take it out.
So that's a great setup for you.
Oh my God, it's the best. So when we go visit, it's wicked nice. It's so nice because you can just grab a couple drinks from the house, pop in the boat, go watch the sunset on the water. And it's like the coolest thing. And then you come back and you're not even out there for all that long. It's just like an hour or two. And then you come back and you're drinking and enjoying yourself. It's a great time.
Now in Boston, at least. They have a bunch of like these different boat clubs that you can join if you are a boater and you want to spend some money on some membership, but then you have to like go out a certain amount of times with the boats and everything. But I feel like people are catching on to most people don't actually want to own a boat.
No, unless you're Andy Hart.
Or you're crazy wealthy.
Yeah.
Or you're just like a person who is very much born on the water and that's like a huge part of your lifestyle. But there's probably a big amount of people who are just like kind of rich, like boating. And are never going to go into actually owning and maintaining a boat.
Yeah, owning and maintaining a boat is just too much of a hassle.
Anyway, this is boat talk on the 4th of July.
Of course. What else would we do on the 4th of July?
It was creepy driving in here to me. You said
what?
You loved it. It was creepy. It reminded me of COVID.
Really?
Like, I think I saw one other car on the road. It made me feel a little spooky.
The only difference
like
for me is I came in probably like an hour later than normal.
Oh, well,
so,
thank you. Thanks for the preparation.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, so the only difference for me was the sun was coming up. Like, it was fully up this morning driving in, which is nice. Normally, I drive in the darkness. So, like, for me, this is a nice little change of pace.
I will say there's something about being at work when nobody else is working that is kind of freeing.
It's great.
In a freaky way. Like, you can either look at it as, like, this is very depressing and everybody's on holiday. I always feel this way I always feel this other way when I'm covering, like, Patriots, Monday Night Football or something. And I'm driving home at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. There's a sense of like, I'm like, I'm out here and nobody else is out here.
There's no, I could like, do anything I want.
Or like, I might witness something that nobody else is going to see.
Yeah.
I think I just have watched read too many spy novels and stuff. And like, nobody else is on the road. It's just me out here.
I used
it's
to-
like you're a lone ranger.
out on your own. I used to work years ago. I used to work in a warehouse, big ass auto parts warehouse. And every once in a while, I would like stay late or go in early for overtime. And when you're the only person in this giant warehouse, it's like it's a very freeing feeling because you can just turn your music up as loud as you want and just go to work. And it's just kind of like nice. There's nobody bothering you, nobody around you. I enjoy the serenity of being alone sometimes.
You don't have to socialize.
Not even a little bit.
You don't have to have any eyewash for anybody. I'm wearing my workout clothes right now. It's just what it is.
Yep, I got out of the shower and I threw on whatever was hanging out.
So if you're working on the 4th of July, maybe you're on the road somewhere right now. You're on your way.
Heading to a cookout.
Why would you be heading to a cookout at 6 in the morning?
I don't know. Maybe you're going to a cookout in like upstate New York.
A breakfast cookout?
No. I don't know. You have family that's
a couple
like hours
away. Are you like tailgating the entire day?
You never know. Maybe.
I was just thinking
it's America's birthday. You can start drinking whenever you want. It's like the one day. It's one of the few days of the year where drinking at 8 a.m. is totally acceptable.
Is that? I don't know if I agree with that.
What do you mean you don't agree with that?
On 4th of July?
Yeah.
I don't think of it as like the drunkest holiday.
Oh. We had very different 4th of July
experiences. It's a nice barbecue day, but I don't think of it. I guess like maybe when you're younger, like you get after it.
I guess maybe. But
What are other holidays? I mean, I think of like St. Patrick's Day, people might start drinking at
100%.
8 a.m. This freaking fly, man. This fly was in here earlier. It just like tried to get
into my... How do we
get
flies in here?
I don't know. There's no windows that open. We're in a basement. Like,
and
how
there's
does
been
it get
no
in here?
It's not like there's been like food like sitting in here for days. Well, there hasn't been. Not in a long time, at least. So I don't...
When's the last time you guys got a food drop?
It's been like a month or two, at least. That's what I'm saying.
I'll never forget on the old afternoon show, the way that Lou lost his mind one time when we came in here and there was like hummus sitting out that had been sitting out for probably 10 hours. Oh my Lord.
Yeah. There were some people that didn't like that. And Keith loves it though. Cause when he comes in the middays, he gets anything that's left over.
Because
and
the
just
food's only been there for 90 minutes at that point. Usually.
That's fair.
So you get nice, fresh, free food.
That's true.
A couple hours later and sometimes a day later when you've been at Fenway and then you come back the next day and the hummus is uncovered and still sitting out and a family of fruit flies has moved in.
That's very true.
People get a little upset.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while you'll see there's just like a tray of wings that's just randomly like sitting in here that got here at like, I don't know, 3:30 the day after, day before. I'm like, why? What is this? It's been 15 hours.
It's so weird because if you just put it in the company kitchen,
it'll be gone in seconds.
Be gone in 2 minutes. Somebody will come in and like cover it up and hoard it and take it home to their family.
Yeah, our lovely salespeople are great, but they're also vultures.
Like, oh my God. You don't even know if it's just the salespeople.
That's true.
I mean, we've been through the...
Then again, I don't even know who it is.
The many moments of different thefts in this building.
Like, I know Jackson helps himself. Like, when there's food, he gets in there and helps himself. But he's not like...
in the kitchen, it's a free-for-all.
He's not making to-go bags. Like, it feels like whoever goes in there stuffs it all in a bag. Like, I'm taking it. Like, Gremlin. Like, I'm taking this home. My precious.
There's some people who used to work here who would definitely do that.
Oh, yeah.
Who would definitely go into the fridge and be like, this is free? All right, I'm taking it home for my entire family. And it's
100%.
Like, you're supposed to take one. Yep. You're not supposed to squirrel it away. It's not your grocery store.
Yeah, like even when Keith stole Courtney's Celsius, it was only one. It's not like
it's
he stole a bunch of them.
I feel like that's a point he could have made of like, hey, I just took one. It's not like I took the whole pack.
Yeah, it's not like he took a box of them. We have a stack of boxes of them in the office.
It was still a little bit of a psycho move by him, I think.
Yeah,
like
I get it.
You shouldn't just like go in and take something that is clearly not yours,
sure.
Even if it's unmarked. But if it's sitting on the table in
As a victim of this, that's why you stand with Courtney, because you've had your mac and cheese
Someone
taken
stole
on
my
multiple
mac and
times.
Cheese. Yeah, stole my flowers from Shaw's Star Market one time.
Yeah, it was crash.
And then 4K
on video. 4K
video.
That was amazing. Just like we found video of Keith stealing Courtney's selfies.
I will say I do not take a lot of stuff home when there's extra stuff.
What is extra stuff, though?
Well,
extra stuff is like other people may also want that free food, Jackson.
Well, to go back to what you said about Lou, most of the time, I'd say, I don't know, 85% of the time when there is free food here and there's a lot of it, almost all of it goes to waste because nobody takes it. So I jump on that iron when it's hot, usually. I'm telling you, if I didn't take whatever I've taken in the past, it would still be here the day after and Lou would be pissed.
Well, That's true. Well, except for the fact that Lou's not here anymore. But
you know,
like,
what I mean. I mean, somebody would be pissed. In general.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
The ghost of Lou would storm in here.
And plus, you know, and like, it's
no secret.
He would
get mad on the phone. On
Lou
a phone
would call from the broadcast booth.
What are you doing? Why are you leaving that food in there?
What's in the studio right now, guys?
We'd get an angry Lou episode.
We'd get angry Lou from the booth.
That'd be nice. That'd be fun.
Did you see him make that catch?
That catch
on the broadcast
awesome.
The other day?
He still got it. He still got it.
I wasn't surprised at all, but I like that Nesson gassed it up. Like, they kept showing it and showing it. And our guy Terp was also in the
right
shot
there. Yeah.
Because he was in the WEEI booth right next door. So
yes,
you could
was.
See him, like, half behind a pillar being like, yay,
I love
Lou!
The photo he tweeted out where it's just, like, his face is completely covered by the pillar. But, like, you could tell it's Terp because that's the shirt he was wearing that day.
You're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's my
shirt.
Guy! That's him!
More FaceTime for Terp. I'm a big fan of Terp. I'm a big
I gotta tell you, Terp's credit looks great. I don't know what he's been doing. Looks great these days.
What are you
really
you hitting on it. Terp right now?
No, I'm not hitting on Terp. I said
you
it to him.
You said he looks great.
Yeah, I said it to his face the other day. I go, hey, you look great today. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't think you're supposed to say that about your
coworkers. No, he looks trim. He looks fit. Like
he certainly looks trim, but
he looks great.
I don't think you're supposed to be like, hey, that person looks
great.
Wait,
hold on. So, like, if Courtney came in all dolled up and you gave her a compliment for looking good, I'm not allowed to give Terp a compliment?
You can definitely give people
yeah,
compliments.
That's all I'm
it's
doing.
Just, you're just bringing yourself into a strange territory.
That's fine. I compliment my guys.
You never compliment me.
Well, look, I don't also don't want to get caught in any weird situations.
The fly is
yeah, the fly
insane
is now,
this morning.
Now it's right around
I'm
my face.
You,
and now
I'm telling
you,
it's like it's going to fly into one of our mouths while we talk.
Please,
the fly is
that.
Aggressive. We're going to need to tackle that during the break.
Yeah, luckily I wear glasses, so it can't fly into my eye. I had that the other day. I was going to get in the shower. And you know, like you pull the shower curtain back.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, some kind of fly hits me square
Ew.
In the eye. Yeah, right in the eye.
What's happening in your shower, bro?
It was just the one. I took care of it. It's been taken care of.
You took care of it?
Yeah, yeah, I took care of it.
Do you know that Jones is the kind of person who traps insects and lets them out? Yeah, I know people
so
think, like, traps insects and pulls their wings off slowly. No. Like, he traps insects.
Fries it with a magnifying glass.
Yeah, that's what you would think, like, little kid
that's
Jones
what you
would
expect
be doing.
Jones to do.
No, he traps insects and then he'll, like, take them outside to free them.
I do really? The same thing. It's not on me to end this other being's life.
I'm like, it's a spider, okay. Dude. Squish
spokesman
it.
Of PETA over here, Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true, though. It's you're playing God. I don't like that. It's weird.
I like it. I like having dominion over the insects because they scare me. So.
Oh, I almost had it.
No, you did it. You,
I absolutely
you
did it.
You're not
I
the
felt
karate
it in my
kid
fingers.
Over
I
here.
I felt it in my fingers. No, I do that. I don't I don't allow for it with spiders in my home.
You do not. You do not condone spiders in the home.
No, wait, spiders do the dirty work, though.
I don't care.
Yeah,
they're not allowed
to
in my domain.
Insects.
I have a very slight case of arachnophobia. So if a spider comes in, I scream, and then you hear that.
Very slight is an understatement. Remember that time the spider crawled upon you when you were doing a show here, and you just got up and ran out and almost broke your headphones?
No. That was not a spider. That was a silverfish.
Ew.
Yes. Those things are nasty.
They look like they come from outer space.
They do. And it was like, I just, all of a sudden, I saw it out of the corner of my eye in that studio. And then I looked and it was on the shelf next to me, like right next to my coffee. And I'm like,
ew,
if that thing gets
ew,
in my coffee, I'm going to lose my mind. And then it fell on the floor and I squished it with a binder.
That's a good story.
No, I'm talking about you were doing a show with Ken. You were sitting where Meg was sitting now in a spider.
You were doing
head.
A show with Ken?
Yeah, this is like a couple of years ago.
What was that like?
He remembers this. I don't.
Yeah, a spider came up on you and you freaked out and Ken looked at you very...
Oh, maybe. It vaguely rings a bell. That tracks, I guess.
I'm trying to remember when you ever did a show with Ken.
I don't know.
It was one of these days.
Yeah, I was probably filling in for Curtis on a Saturday.
It was like a 4th of July or
before you
Memorial
and I
Day.
Started doing shows together, I assume. That's how long ago this
before
was.
Before our common law marriage.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
On the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get to baseball after this?
Yeah, let's do that. 617-779-7937. There's already a text on there, 978 text. Are they ever going to talk sports?
But I think that text, because it's in uppercase and lowercase
text. Oh, they're supporting
us. They're being ironic about the people
Smart.
Who would complain about that, which I thank you for the support.
Yeah.
It's 617 on the 4th of July in the morning.
I appreciate you listening, though. That's what I do appreciate. I appreciate
Absolutely.
Everybody out there listening on your 4th of July, whether you're heading to a cookout, heading down the Cape, trying to beat some of the traffic for a long weekend, whatever you're doing, heading up to Lake Winnipesaukee or to Maine or wherever you're going and enjoying the weekend. Thanks so much for hanging out. If you're working, thanks for tuning in. Mego and Chime here filling in for the Greg Hill Show all the way up until 10 o'clock this morning. But right now, let's get to what is trending in the wide world of sports.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Mego, are you ready for this electric trending?
So ready.
Your Boston Red Sox hitting the road. They're taking on the Nationals today. First pitch for that one on the 4th of July is 11:05. Pregame kicks off right here at 10:05 on the MassMutual pregame show right here on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's it. That's the only news in sports right now, at least around here.
You're not going to do any Wimbledon for us.
Oh, I did see the Ben Shelton match that got suspended.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
You're a big tennis fan, right?
No, I'm not.
Not at all.
But I've been doing shows with Jones most of the week, and he's a big tennis fan.
So why did that get suspended? I guess I don't really understand. Like, the announcers were trying to explain it, but I didn't really quite grasp it because the guy was 1 or 2 points away from winning the match. He hadn't lost, like, a serve all day. I didn't really understand why the match was suspended. Was it daylight? Was it the slipperiness of the turf? You can just suspend a Wimbledon match. Like, these are things I don't know. I'm not a big tennis guy.
I'm efforting to bring it up here. So it says it was suspended because of bad light.
Bad light.
So they were quite literally, like, losing light.
Okay.
The daylight. I'm guessing they just don't use... Wimbledon does not approve of the, you know, stadium lighting.
I guess not, but, like, you couldn't just finish the match? Or at least try to, like, finish the set?
Who's the judge of the bad light?
The referee, the guy sitting up in the big chair.
Yeah.
He's the one that suspended
umpire.
The match. Are they called an umpire?
Umpire, yep.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know what that was. But, yeah, Ben Shelton's match versus, I don't want to butcher the name. But Ben Shelton's match, did you see the way he was looking at Trinity Rodman? She was sitting courtside. She was getting herself some Ben Shelton action.
I got to say, watching the reaction video, I side with him. Like, if they're suspending this because of darkness, it looks quite all right.
Yeah. Well, especially in London this time of year, it's getting until 9 o'clock that the sun sets.
It looks like the equivalent of about 5 o'clock here in the evening. So it's like a nice, not even quite twilight. It's like that nice evening
dusky
glow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, that's what's trending here in the wide world of sports. More Mego and Shime filling in for the Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Show coming up next.
The first songs I learned to play on bass guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, you play bass guitar?
Bass player? Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that for you, Jackson.
I was in a band for like 20 years.
You were? What kind of band?
Heavy metal.
Okay.
Yeah, but didn't you also play it like for like in like classical stuff? Or
yeah,
like
I played classical bass too. I played the big stand-up bass in high school.
I only played electric bass guitar.
That's sick.
So yeah, I was in a punk rock band in high school.
Were you really?
Yes, I was.
That's kind of sick.
It was a fun time.
What was the name of the band?
The Elementos.
Like L-M-N-O-P?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was fun. We got to play like some bars in D.C. when we got to be like 16. It was really weird.
That's
I don't know
awesome.
Why my parents let me do that.
I did the same damn thing. Yeah,
yeah.
I had to leave the bars sometimes after I played because I wasn't allowed in there yet.
They would just put giant like, you know, the giant X's on our hands.
Yeah, like
with
this,
permanent
this person
marker,
cannot drink.
Sharpie, yeah. But we would be the opening act to the opening act to the opening act. So
but
we'd
still.
play at like 5:30 at night when there'd just be basically the people setting up the bar.
But even still, that's cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I was never in a band. I played an instrument for like 2 years. I played the saxophone.
Nice.
But I was in like fourth and fifth grade.
Did you get to learn the stupid clarinet first?
No.
Okay. I remember because my sister played clarinet, and it was always like this instrument that would honk. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
it,
the
like
reed
just,
instruments.
Just squeak and honk, and my dog would just, I had a husky growing up, and it would just be in another room like, woo! Just like begging her to stop. But I remember my music teacher was always like, if you want to learn the saxophone, you have to learn the clarinet first. And I was like, clarinet sucks.
Do you?
Nobody
why
wants
is that?
To play the clarinet.
Why would you have to learn the clarinet first to learn the sax?
Because you're like supposed to master a reed instrument before you go up to the saxophone. I don't know.
Interesting. It's okay.
It was
I didn't
probably
know that.
Just
yeah.
his bullcrap theory.
Yeah, probably.
Who knows?
That tracks. I was also in choir in high school.
Stop.
I was.
Do you have a lovely singing voice?
No, it's mediocre.
Who has a set of pipes is Billy Lanny.
Oh,
Billy
yeah.
Lanny can sing like an angel.
Lanny's got
I
a good set of
it.
Pipes. Yeah, yeah.
He's got a pretty
great
deep voice, too.
Oh, yeah, very deep voice.
Jealous
like, I feel like he's got some Andrea Bocelli in him. That's kind of what I feel with Billy.
I have a horrible speaking voice, but when somebody sings, I can usually match their pitch.
Yeah,
I can't do it on my own, but I can match a pitch when I hear it, if that makes sense.
I agree. I'm in a very similar boat. Yeah, I originally did choir, to be completely candid, in high school because it was just a credit and it was one less class.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say for the chicks.
No. Yeah, definitely not. I did meet my first ever girlfriend.
Oh, yeah,
choir,
you
so.
Were in all boys school.
Yeah, yeah. But I,
you on the volleyball team and choir.
Yeah. Well, choir, I did primarily for the credits. My teacher, I remember the first time I ever joined choir, the teacher was this little like Russian lady.
Okay.
And she was very strict, and there was a group of us and she'd be like, you mouth shut. Like, okay. She's like, move mouth, say nothing. And we're like, okay.
So you faked choir?
Yeah, it was like the first month we were there. Then we got to actually participate.
Oh,
but
you had to earn your way up?
Yeah, well, yeah. You had to figure out what the hell you were doing.
Choir sounds very Catholic. Like, I think when we were in high school, it was called chorus.
Yeah, that's fair. We didn't sing at mass or anything, which is nice.
so you got that going for you?
Yeah. But, like, we did sing, like, we did do, like, the Ave Maria, but I feel like that's a classic song.
Were you ever an altar boy?
No, never.
Okay. I was always kind of jealous of the altar people.
Why?
Because I went to church every Sunday, but I didn't go
Same.
To Catholic school. And so, like, ever growing up. And so, I don't know. I always thought that, like, they got to wear cool outfits.
And, you like, thought the giant white robe was a cool outfit?
I was
outfit?
A very performative kid. So, it was like,
tracks.
They get to be on stage. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, stuff came out later. And I was like, okay. maybe that was... I don't know.
Yeah, probably
nothing
for the
locally
better.
For my parish.
Good.
But.
Yeah, you know. That's probably for the better. Yeah, like as a kid who went to CCD and then like got confirmed and all that stuff, I was never an altar boy, thankfully.
CCD was the worst.
So dumb. My mom, luckily, was my CCD teacher for the vast majority of my life. And so it made it very simple.
So wait, did she like homeschool you CCD? Or
No. There was like a class of like 20 of us. And we had to do it at like, you have to do it like on like Tuesday nights at like 7 o'clock.
Oh, I remember.
Which is silliness. And yeah, my mom was because they had like, there were like 6 classes. And so my mom was one of the teachers.
I remember I was like the last kid who could memorize the, I can't even remember the name of it. Maybe it was the Nicene Creed. It was one of the creeds that you had to memorize.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't get it. And finally, my teacher was like, let's just say you got it.
Yeah.
She was like, basically, like, let's lie to God. You're never going to get this. And she was like, we all say it together at the same time anyway.
If you need it, just read it off a piece of paper.
And then every time you go now, like, you know, I try to go to mass when I can still, but this doesn't happen as much as it usually should. But then, like, every 5 years, they change the words just to, like, show who hasn't been there.
Wait, really?
You haven't noticed this? You go in it instead of like...
Can I be candid? I haven't been to mass since my buddy Fallon got married.
They change the responses all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're like, no, there's a new, more accurate interpretation. And instead of saying like, also with you, it'll be like, and also with your spirit.
What?
And then they catch you that way. And they say, caught you. You haven't been going. Did you even go on Easter? And that's what they say. And they point at you. As you sit in the pew, and then you have to stay after.
That's weird.
No.
that's silliness. Why are we changing it? It should just stay classic. And I also have been to confession a long time. I should probably go to confession.
Gosh.
It's been a minute. I need to do my like 10 Hail Marys as penance.
I was very worried because we got married in the Catholic Church last year. And I was like...
have to do like the pre-canna. Yeah.
You can do it online now, though.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so you can do like basically a video conference pre-canna. Because I guess you can still go in person, but it would take up a whole weekend where you'd be sitting in some church basement with a bunch of other couples talking about like how you're going to co-parent.
That sounds my nightmare.
So, but in the process of getting ready, I was like, am I going to have to backtrack and make up some stuff when I was being more lapsed? I don't know. But no, they don't make you go to confession or anything. They're just you want to get married in the church? It costs $1,000 to reserve this church or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah. And then you have to go through all these certificates to prove that you're Catholic. But other than that.
Yeah, you have to like provide like your confirmation papers.
It's crazy.
That's
silly. They're like, you had to provide that you were baptized. And they went back to the church where I was originally baptized, which is in another state. And they were like, said that I got baptized before I was born. They had the date wrong. The priest was like,
this is not possible.
It was like, he called me and he was like, you're a miracle.
Did you get baptized in the womb? Is that a thing?
Yeah, so basically I'm a saint.
There you go. And nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Anyway, weren't we going to talk about basketball?
Yeah, we were. We were going to talk about the Boston Celtics because there's been some consideration for the idea that the Celtics should or could go out and pursue Damian Lillard, who was waived by the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks are now paying his salary over a few years, so you really don't have to pay Damian Lillard all that much. He would recover from the exact same injury that Jason Tatum had. He also had an Achilles. He suffered it a little earlier than Tatum, however.
Like a week or two earlier.
Yeah, a week or two earlier. But they're generally on the same timeline. Mega, would you be in favor of the Boston Celtics pursuing Damian Lillard in an attempt to really kind of gear up and get ready for that 26-27 season?
I'm so in favor of it.
Love
I don't
that.
Understand
yes.
anybody who pushes back against this because it's all about the risk-reward ratio here. And the risk is so low.
It's minimal.
The Bucks are crazy. Like, I don't know what they found out if they were trying to shop him around for a trade, like even if they were trying to do some kind of swap with Bradley Beal with the Suns or a situation like that, I don't understand why they wouldn't at least figure something like that out with a player of Damian Lillard's caliber. Instead, they're deciding just to release him and stretch the contract. So now he can go play for anybody for really, if he wanted to, the veteran minimum. But he'll probably get more than that.
Isn't it more so considered that it'll probably be like that mid-level exception?
So that's where the Celtics have the people kind of use that mid-level trade exception, which is about $5.6, $5.7 million. People look at that for the Celtics in particular because there's probably going to be more than one team who's interested in free Dame Lillard.
Of course.
He's basically going to be free when you look at salaries in the NBA. Bucks are going to be paying it for several years. And so the veteran minimum is a little over $1 million for next year. He's going to get more than that. And if you're the Celtics, you can offer up to $5.6 million a year, and it won't count against the cap. So you have the whole or luxury tax, I should say. It's not really a cap in the NBA, although they're trying to make it more so that way.
Yeah.
But the idea is the new ownership overall, like everybody knows that everybody's trying to get back under the second apron. Mm-hmm. And if they even can get back towards the first apron and cut down the luxury tax as much as possible, you can pay Dame Lillard up to $5.6 or $5.7 million. And it won't count at all against that.
Yeah, that's
so it doesn't really matter in that way. Like if the financial considerations are really just about avoiding the tax penalties, he won't count at all. And you're getting him for a mere fraction of what you could get him for in any other scenario. It's just such a unique opportunity. And I think there's a lot of people out there who would look at it and say, first of all, why would you want not just one, but two players coming back from Achilles tears? These are the worst injuries that NBA players sustain. Why would you want two guys? You're already dealing with one guy coming back. And Dame Lillard's about to turn 35 years old. He's not going to play next season. So when he comes back, he's going to be 36, 37. He's a smaller guard.
Yeah, but I think that it makes him uniquely suited to be okay after this injury just because of the team that he'll be on. What's required of him isn't the peak athleticism that he has been at before, right? Like, I think one of the things that Damian Lillard does so well is shoot the ball. And so I think in a lot of situations, you know, when you come back from an Achilles tear like that, your athleticism just doesn't reach the same levels you were at prior. But if you're asking less of him in that regard and asking more just kind of like spot up and shoot, I think that's something Damian Lillard can still succeed at a high level. And it's with a ton of talent around him. It's probably going to be his best opportunity he's ever had at a ring.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it totally makes sense for the Celtics. He's going to be a depth piece. Like, I think some people hear, oh, is Dame Lillard going to come here? And even with the financial considerations, which are so beneficial, they hear it and they're like, I don't want some mid to late 30s Dame Lillard coming off an Achilles and he's going to be starting over
fourth option. Why
not? Yeah. And they think of it as like he's going to be starting over Peyton Pritchard or taking shots away from Jaylen Brown. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think he would be a depth piece. He'd be a volume shooter who comes off the bench. And honestly, if it got to a point where for whatever reason it wasn't working out and he was being a real pain or he was screwing up the offensive flow and taking touches away from Derek White and Jaylen Brown, then you cut him.
It's super easy to cut
him. There's no risk here.
No,
there's just
none.
No risk. And I don't know how you don't see that as a really attractive option for them.
It feels like one of those Bill Belichick moves where he would grab
totally.
A former first round pick.
Or
at
like
dirt
Josh Gordon,
yes.
Except without the substance abuse issues.
Yeah, he'd bring in the Reggie Wayne or the Ocho Cinco, and it's cheap veteran minimum type money. But if they still have any gas left in the tank, they'll be great. And if not, you cut their ass and you're it's like it's no big deal. It's no impact to you whatsoever financially or team chemistry wise or any of that. And I just think that it is overall a win-win situation for the Celtics if they were to approach the idea. But I guess the bigger question is, do you think Dame would even want to come here? I know in the past that he has like said he's not a big fan of the city, but just looking at it from a whole, like, it's the most likely place he could win a ring. If winning a ring really matters to him.
First of all, he's never been on the record that he doesn't want to play in Boston.
Okay.
That's a little bit of a misconception that some people have. He's very tight with Chris Haynes, mm-hmm. who is also tight with Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's too early. Giannis. With Giannis. I got really brave there.
Antetokounmpo.
I got so full of myself. I was like, let's go. You've done so much broadcasting this week.
That was amazing.
You are on it. Yeah, Chris Haynes on his behalf, like, laughed it off on a Dan Patrick show in 2023.
Okay.
At that time, Lillard was sure he was going to the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
He was forcing his way to the Miami Heat. Didn't work out that way. Had to reroute over to Milwaukee, where he was just about the most miserable person in the NBA. And that was before the injuries. So Giannis Antetokounmpo, there you go. You can save that for whenever you want.
I would love to. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. So I think that, like, there's a little bit that's been blown out of proportion about, oh, Dame hates it here, and Dame, like, laughed off Boston. Not really ever publicly. Adam Himmelsbach from the Boston Globe had a piece yesterday where he said that there is mutual interest.
Interesting.
That Lillard has a lot of respect for the organization. He has a longstanding friendship with Tatum. If you remember back in 2023, there were a lot of rumors, some reports out there that Tatum was trying to recruit Lillard to come over.
And they could be rehab buddies.
They could be rehab buddies, Achilles buddies. I think that would be nice. I think it's really hard, especially if Dame doesn't land on a team, to rehab that completely on your own and be kind of out of the league. So there's a lot of reasons why it would make sense for Dame. And I think especially because he's never been close to winning a ring. The closest he's gotten is when he dragged those Portland teams back in, like, I don't know, 2019.
Yeah, it was 2020, a while ago.
Like, that was before the pandemic. So I think, you know, if he wanted to be a ring chaser, it would be a good place for him to work.
And at this age, like, and coming off an Achilles injury, there's not a ton left for him to do, right? He's had a very successful, from a stats perspective, career in the NBA.
He's getting paid.
He's getting paid. He's older. Like, this is the point in time in your career when you don't, if you don't have a ring, that you ring chase. And so I just think it's the perfect opportunity for the Celtics to add a really talented guy, a really talented shooter to their team in a situation that's not going to cost them basically anything.
Yeah, risk reward makes sense.
100%. 617-779-7937. Mego and Shime here, filling in for the Greg Hill Show on this 4th of July. Happy 4th of July Friday to you all. We'll continue with a little Celtics conversation. Where's Al Horford going to end up? We'll talk about that next year. Mego and Shime filling in for the Greg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So Jackson, during the break, told us that he was going to play us an example of his bass. So this is your former band?
Yes, sir. This is my old band, yeah.
Interesting. Well, if you weren't awake already, you are now. Good morning. Happy 4th of July.
Who's the lead singer here?
His name's Eric. Yeah.
You guys have some like nice production quality, I
Oh, yeah.
Say.
We paid a lot of money for it.
That's did nice. You did you reap any of that back? Get any return on investment with that
no.
production?
No ROI.
No.
That's tough.
Well, we had fun.
It sounds nice.
It does.
Thank you.
Not for me, but it sounds nice.
Not for you. I thought you're like kind of a metal guy.
I'm a different metal. Like Jackson is like classic metal. Not like I don't want it to be like classic rock, but like classic style of metal. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze.
God bless.
Oh,
America.
Thank you so much. Jackson is much more in that like classic style of metal.
A little
music.
Bit heavier. Than
yeah, yeah, like with the Metallicas and that kind of stuff. I am much more in the like the pop punk metal. So like you're A Day to Remember.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, we can. Jackson can play it for us as a rejoin coming up next. It's like it.
The squeaky voice, nasally, high voice.
No,
he's not.
He's not that nasally. It's like when emo kind of made its way into a little bit of metal.
I love the emo.
Like My Chemical Romance.
That's not metal.
I love
that.
Yeah, that's emo. Like if
that's
if,
like pop emo.
Yes, exactly. And if pop emo had metal elements, that's kind of where that's the closest I get to metal.
Okay, we'll discuss further on the break.
I have started enjoying calling things metal. Have you done that? Like, has that ever been a thing for you?
Yeah, but it's usually in context of like, I don't know, old time serial killers.
Ooh, okay.
Like, I'm thinking like a baby that screams and makes a badass face. You mean like that?
No. I'm thinking like when something's tough, like, yeah. Oh, that's metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's a force for me.
Is it?
I've definitely like tweeted that at times, yeah, but yeah. I think there's certain things where you tweet them, but then if you say them with your actual mouth, you feel kind of dumb.
Yeah, I get that. I've been trying to make it work, and it doesn't flow properly as much.
It takes probably like 200 repetitions before it feels like it's you.
Easily.
Before
yeah,
you
yeah.
feel like it's like the difference between wearing the outfit and the outfit wearing you.
Yeah.
It's that concept.
Okay.
You want to talk about Al Horford?
Yeah, let's talk about Al Horford.
Okay.
One man who's probably not super metal.
I would not describe Al Horford as metal. He's not tough. He's
true.
Just not metal.
Yeah, he's not metal. But Al Horford, it seems like, will be leaving the Boston Celtics. And there's a couple options out there for him now. I'm curious where you think he could end up. I know the idea of him going to Golden State has floated around a little bit. I think also with this whole Jonas Valanciunas situation in Denver, Denver could be an option for Al Horford now as well. Where, Mego, do you believe Al Horford will end up in free agency?
If I had to guess, I think that there's probably two outcomes that we'll have here. One of two, I should say. Either Golden State or retirement.
Ooh,
people are
okay.
not talking enough about Al Horford quite
hanging
realistically
up.
Retiring. He's making his last contract, the AAV for last year was $9 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably like a little bit of a hometown deal for him.
Sure.
At that point, because he was coming back at a team that was looking to repeat
yeah.
and they were bringing everybody back. So it was a good situation. It's a very different situation this year, obviously, with Jason Tatum's injury and now shipping out Porzingis, Drew Holiday, Luke Kornet being a free agent and going to San Antonio. Al Horford probably like going into this year, knowing that there was going to be free agency this summer, was going to think, hey, either going to retire after another championship, or we'll see what extent we're going to run it back again, or what situation the team's going to be in terms of contending. Now, I think realistically, the conversation he's probably having with his loved ones is, are we going to pick up and move all the kids and everybody out to the Bay? What kind of contenders are Golden State going to be around
sure.
Steph Curry? They very much need a center out there. Does it make sense to do like a 2-year deal out there and try to contend again for one more ring? or do I just hang it up now? I would be surprised if he comes back to the Celtics at this point, mm-hmm. especially because right now they're still slightly over the second apron. They would need to move some serious pieces in order to make any room for him. I don't think it's because they don't respect him or love what he's done here. Brad Stevens talked about what a priority it would be to be able to bring him back.
Yeah, I remember he said that about Luke Kornet and Al Horford, and then Luke Kornet shortly thereafter.
I believe
gone.
That's how he feels. Like, if they could move Anfernee Simons' $27.7 million contract, which is movable, it's only a one-year deal. If they could deal, if they could flip that and open up a lot of space and even flip something else, you know, Niang or someone else, and bring Horford in, I think they would, and sign him, they would do that in a heartbeat. I also just don't know that that even lines up with what the Celtics are trying to do. If it's a two-year deal and the Celtics are looking at Al Horford just turned 39, and you get Jason Tatum out all next season, and then the following season he comes back, he's 41 years old. Like, Horford has been in pristine condition, but he hasn't played back-to-backs in a couple seasons at this point now.
Now, for the Celtics, who is their, at least for right now, their answer at big man? Is it Luka Garza?
I don't think so. I mean, Luka Garza, he was an incredible college player, but he's got so few minutes in the NBA. He's very much like at a developmental point, would be a depth piece, I would guess. I think probably you're looking at Nemias Keita as your starter.
Starting center Nemias Keita.
I love Keita. Like, I really do.
At times he's played very well.
He's like a 7-footer. He's super physical, great defender, but he fouls a ton.
Yeah.
he's not polished yet, and he just has a lot of work to do. He's a guy who was on a 2-year contract a couple years ago. And so a 2-way contract, I should say. And so the other part of it is he doesn't shoot threes.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff that he's going to do for you offensively is not the stuff that Joe Mazzulla has been focused on the last couple years.
So I know you guys had Kevin O'Connor on yesterday, you and Lyons, in the midday. Mm-hmm. And he had mentioned how he doesn't expect Mazzulla to change his view of how to approach the game very much here when it comes to especially like shooting threes. But to me, it just feels like with the group of guys he has, like, it's almost by necessity that the team itself will change. Maybe Mazzulla will still believe that the three ball is the best way to win, but just by having Jaylen Brown and possibly having to start Nemias Keita, like, I just feel like there will be a little bit of a pull back on the reins here when it comes to shooting so many threes. And so maybe Keita fits in a little bit better than we expect. I'm curious where you're at with that.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most fascinating conversations that we're going to have this summer is what kind of coach is Joe Mazzulla going to be when it's not a championship caliber roster? And a lot of his coaching has been based around the three ball. And I just look at the roster now. It's not like you don't have great shooters on there. Obviously, you still have Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser.
They want Simons
as of
to
now,
shoot.
Is still on. Yeah, if Simons is on the roster, like, all these guys are shooters, along with, of course, Derek White. But it's, I was thinking about it a lot after Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo Sports was on with us, and I thought, it does make sense that Joe Mazzulla is probably going to double down. It's what he knows.
You think
so? It is the direction that the NBA continues to go in analytically. It just makes sense. And I know people hate that,
but
it's just the reality.
But even if it's analytically, I mean, Oklahoma City was not one of the highest volume shooting 3-point teams in basketball.
They've got a very special makeup, though. I mean, they have SGA, who the way that he drives gets himself to the line a ton. And they have the double bigs, and especially with Holmgren
and Hartenstein,
that they have very different looks that they can give. I think you're going to need more variety mm-hmm. from Joe Mazzulla's coaching. I think you're going to need different kinds of looks on offense, but I don't think they're going to stray away from the three. Like, are they going to be shooting 50 threes a game?
No,
they're not going to.
But they're still going to shoot for that 40
actually,
number.
But I don't think that they're going to be able to execute the same way.
No, but they're going to shoot for that 40 number. Like you pointed out, Peyton Pritchard, Derek White, if Anfernee Simons is on this team, he's going to shoot a lot of threes. He's going to have a much higher volume than he has in the past, and hopefully he, you know, kind of retains that same efficiency. And then Jaylen Brown's still going to shoot a little bit, but I just think that there has to be there has to be some kind of change. And it has to be not necessarily philosophical, but just the way in which you strategize, the way in which you plan needs to be a little bit different because the personnel is so much different. That volume you had from Jason Tatum is now gone completely. And you have to kind of spread that out over, you know, throughout all these guys. And it's going to play a role with the bigger guys on the floor, whether it's Kata or Garza, or you acquire a different big man by flipping Simons or whatever it may be. And so I just think that there has to be some kind of shift in philosophy. And if there wasn't, I think it would be more of a priority to get Al Horford back if you were going to stay in that same philosophy, right? Because he is that big man who can rebound and still shoot threes. Like, and he helps. He's not, you know, Kristaps Porzingis unicorn, but he helps spread the floor a lot more than Kata would.
Yeah, you don't really have somebody on the roster who can do that right now, but just by looking at the financials, there's no way that they sit here in the second apron. So they've got many more moves to do. It's not done yet.
617-779-7937. I almost said 93 Mega. My bad. 617-779-7937. Mego and Shime here filling in for the Greg Hill Show on a Friday, 4th of July Friday. We will be back with, I think it's time to talk some Red Sox.
Okay.
Red Sox.
What are they up to right now?
Let's check in on
what have they been doing in our nation's capital, those Red Sox?
Oh, you're not talking about Sam Kennedy on the Greg Hill Show. You're talking about something else.
Well,
let's get into what the Red Sox have been up to next here on Mego and Shime filling in for the Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.